Newton Solicitors on Stray FM's Business Hub.
Welcome to the Business Hub, James Towler, who's head of the corporate and commercial team at Newton Solicitors. Welcome to the show, James.
Hi.
So we're talking about Brexit. Big story from last week was obviously we have officially started, and for more than a year than we actually voted to leave, we have started the Brexit negotiations. David Davis has been starting those talks. In terms of sort of local businesses, of Yorkshire businesses, first of all, sort of a little bit of a period of uncertainty, I guess. Just sort of overall, potentially, what sort of impact could that just uncertainty and the fact that we don't really know where things are going at the moment?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the current position is that, since 1973, businesses in the UK have had the right to supply goods and services to the rest of the EU without tariffs, and the ability to hire people from the other EU countries to work for them without any restriction. When we leave the EU, those rights will end. The government may be able to negotiate some tariff-free access to the rest of the EU, but we don't know where we're going to end up entirely on that, and we don't know where we're going to end up on the free movement of people. There's going to be give and take, as in all negotiations, on both sides. So we're going to have to watch the negotiations over the coming months to see exactly what's going to happen.
How do you think that the laws regulating business potentially could be affected, James?
Well, a significant chunk of our law does emanate from the EU. And when we leave in March 2019, we'll start a process of amending some of those laws. And some sectors of law will be affected more than others.
Do you think there's going to be any areas that won't be affected at all?
Well, I'll give you some predictions, and these are predictions, only those. But my predictions are that, for example, the way we make and write contracts won't be affected. I don't think company law will be affected. Employment law is unlikely to change in the short term. UK trademarks won't be affected. EU-wide trademarks that are... they are likely to be recovered by the Great Repeal Bill, and I would say that they will continue to be effective in the UK. Copyright won't be affected. European patents under the European Patent Convention, they won't be affected, as that isn't an EU creation. There won't be any change, would be my bet, in UK property laws.
So you've had your predictions for what you don't think is going to change. So what do you think will change?
Well, I think that probably the biggest sector that's going to face changes is farming. The Common Agricultural Policy will no longer apply to the UK, and EU farm subsidies under the CAP, they make up a big chunk of farm income in the UK. So we'll have to replace the CAP with our own farming policies. And it seems likely, my bet would be that farm subsidies will be lower than their current levels. And if so, that's going to lead to big changes in farming. And farmers will be forced to take a long, hard look at their businesses to make them pay. And I'm sure that a lot of them are already doing that and planning. Businesses in the agricultural sector that export products to the EU will have to continue to abide by EU laws to export there. Agriculture also relies a lot on seasonal workers, and many of those come from the EU. And farmers will be watching closely to see how negotiations will affect the free movement of people, which will see how that will affect their ability to bring in EU workers.
That is certainly one of the main points, isn't it? This is free movement of people. Mm. Away from farming, do you think that will have an effect generally on sort of other businesses?
Yeah, I think that if skilled EU workers leave the UK, they'll need to be replaced. And if there aren't enough UK workers to fill those gaps, then businesses are going to have to provide more training. And that could lead to upwards pressure on pay for businesses.
Do you think that this has already started to happen? Because we have heard, you know, already in sort of parts of the NHS, you know, people are being putting off since the Brexit vote coming over. Do you think that that's already starting to happen?
Well, since the referendum last year, I've got a client who makes furniture in quite a big way, and they have quite a lot of EU workers on the payroll. And immediately after the referendum last year, there was a fall in the value of sterling. And they break up for summer, and the EU workers went home for the holidays. And quite a number of them didn't actually come back because it was no longer viable for them to carry on working when the value of the pound was lower. So it made it less of an opportunity to send money back to their families back in their home countries.
And so we talked a bit about the free movement of people. What about free movement of goods and potentially...
Well, exports and imports are definitely going to be affected. I mean, if you're exporting to customers in EU countries, you'll need to ensure, firstly, that your products continue to comply with EU regulations. And unless the government negotiates tariff-free access for your particular sector, then you'll have to pay import duties. And there'll be more paperwork to complete. And overall, the export process is likely to the EU is likely to become slower and more expensive. Imported goods will become subject to duties, and those will have to be passed on to customers. So imported goods will become more expensive and less competitive. And that, I guess, will lead to opportunities for businesses who make goods in the UK and maybe thinking of making goods in the UK, because they'll be able to sell those goods more cheaply to consumers than those imported from the EU bearing tariffs.
So this is quite a big question for you, James, but to sum up then, do you think that Brexit is going to be good or bad for business?
It's really hard to say, isn't it? We're in a period of change. We don't know exactly how the climate for business is going to look after the negotiations are finished. There will be winners and losers. But successful businesses are pragmatic. They focus on what they can control and they don't worry about the rest. They can't control the negotiations, but they can adapt the changes that those negotiations bring. They'll look for opportunities and go after them. They'll adapt to market conditions. And there definitely will be opportunities.
Newton Solicitors on Stray FM's Business Hub.